In this week's parsha, we have the second parsha of what we call Kriya Shema. It's the parsha of Ohayim Shemaya. The first pasuk of Ohayim Shemaya, it says, "Ohayim Shemaya Tishma Matzayir." It says, "La'avas Hashem Alakechem Olav Debechol Avavchem Avachol Nafshechem." There's a machlokes in the Rambam and the Ramban how to understand this pasuk. The Rambam understands "Ula Olav Debechol Avavchem." Is referring to the mitzvah of tefillah. A person should be over the Kodesh Baruch Hu through tefillah. So the avodah which is referring to over here is the avodah of tefillah. And that should be done daily according to the Rambam. The halacha of davening three times a day is the Rabbanon. But the halacha that you daven every single day is a din d'oraisa based on the pasuk of the b'chol avavchem. The Ramban in his asogas disagrees with the Rambam and said there's no mitzvah d'oraisa to daven every day. The more seems to refer to tefillah as a din d'rabbanan, which would indicate that it's not a chiv d'raisa to do that. The Ramban says, so what is the pshat in the pasuk of the b'chol avavchem? That every time we serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu through mitzvahs, that's our avodah to a Kodesh Baruch Hu, by doing his mitzvahs. Every time we do one of his mitzvahs, we should do it with our heart and our nefesh. We should put our heart and our soul into what we're doing. So Ramban says, let's say a person does a mitzvah without kavana to fulfill the mitzvah, without focus on what he's doing. So even though we paskin that many times mitzvahs ain't shichas kavana, we paskin mikra din deraisa mitzvah shichas kavana. The person has to have intent to fulfill the mitzvah. But we do say that if there's clear intent from the person's actions, that's sufficient. So a person, the Chayadim says, a person walks to shul to hear Kriyas HaMegillah, seemingly he has no intent when he's listening to the Megillah, or to hear Kiyas Shofar, even though he has no intent to fulfill the mitzvah while he's listening to the Shofar. But since it's clear from his actions that he went to shul for that purpose, so he will fulfill the mitzvah of the Kiyas Shofar. However, you've lost the mitzvah ula avdu b'chol avavchem. You did not serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu with your lev and your nefesh. You served the Kadosh Baruch Hu through rote. So every time a person does a mitzvah without kavana, the person is being mevatam to say. But more importantly, every time a person does a mitzvah with kavana, a person is being mekayim a mitzvah say. It comes out that every time we serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu, we really have two things that we're accomplishing. We are doing the mitzvah, which is the tzivei of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and then at the same time, by doing it with the intent to want to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu, so we are acting as his avodim, and representing that this is what we see as important for us to do with our lives, and giving the Kodesh Baruch Hu the act of service, the beauty of giving the Kodesh Baruch Hu the act of service. So we picture being an Eved Hashem is all these tremendous different commitments. It just means the mitzvahs we're doing already, to do them with an understanding of why we're doing them. With an awareness. So that opens a tremendous opportunity for us. It opens up a window of understanding for us of the cheshivas of what we're doing and why we're doing it. And the beauty of what we're accomplishing, that we're giving Kodesh Baruch Hu service. You think about a person who's a servant in a house. There's a request from the master to do something. So there are two things that the person accomplishes. The request of the master was fulfilled, and the person has indicated his level of servitude by how he does it. A child to a parent. The parent requests an action should take place, and the child does it. But it can be done with a totally different world, a world of interest and care and concern and focus, or I got to get this done because that's what they want me to do, but I really prefer not to be doing this. Or I'm not really focused on why I'm doing this, just doing it because. And we want to reach the Madrega where we're doing it as an expression of our love and our care and our commitment to Kodesh Baruch Hu's service. So the end of the pasuk is, love the b'chol Hashem alkechem or love doi, b'chol avavchem or b'chol nafshechem. So there is a clear connection between the midah of Ava and the midah of Avoida. Have a good Shabbos.